5.
Do better, Kelsier.
He watched and waited. He could be careful.
The hearts of men are not your toys.
He floated, becoming the mists, observing how Ruin moved his pieces. The Inquisitors were his primary hands. Ruin positioned them deliberately.
The weakness of all clever men.
An opening. Kelsier needed an opening.
Survive.
Ruin thought he was in control all across the Final Empire. So sure of himself. But there were holes. He was devoting less and less attention to the broken city of Urto, with its empty canals and starving people. One of his threads revolved around a young man who wore clothing wrapping his eyes and a burned cloak on his back. Yes, Ruin thought he had this city in hand. But Kelsier knew that boy. Kelsier focused his attention on Spook as the young man, overwhelmed and driven to the brink of madness, stumbled onto a stage before a crowd. Ruin had driven him to this point by wearing Kelsier's form. He was trying to make an inquisitor of the boy, while at the same time setting up the city to burn in riots and bedlam. But his actions in this city were like so many others. His attention was too divided, with his only real focus on Fadrix. He worked in Urto, but didn't prioritize it. He'd already set his plans in motion. Ruin the hopes of this people, burn the city to the ground. All it required was for a confused boy to commit a murder. Spook stood on stage, prepared to kill in front of the crowd. Kelsier drew his attention in like a puff of mist, careful, quiet. He was the pulsing of the boards beneath Spook's feet. He was the air being breathed. He was the flame and fire. Ruin was here, raging, demanding that Spook murder. It wasn't the careful, smiling persona. This was a purer, rawer form of the power. This piece of him had little of Ruin's attention, and he hadn't brought his full power to bear. It didn't notice Kelsier as he drew back from the power, exposing his own soul and drawing it close to Spook. Those lines were there, the lines of familiarity, family, and connection. Strangely, they were even stronger for Spook than they'd been for Marsh and Vin. Why would that be?
Now you must kill her, Ruin said to Spook.
Under that anger, Kelsier whispered to Spook's broken soul.
Hope.
You want power, Spook? Ruin thundered. You want to be a better Allomancer? Well, power must come from somewhere. It is never free. This woman is a coin shot. Kill her and you can have her ability. I will give it to you.
Hope,
Kelsier said. Back and forth.
Kill,
Ruin sent impressions, words.
Murder, destroy, ruin.
Hope.
Spook reached for the metal at his chest.
No!
Ruin shouted, sounding shocked.
Spook, do you want to go back to being normal? Do you want to be useless again? You'll lose your pewter and go back to being weak, like you were when you let your uncle die.
Spook looked at Ruin, grimaced, then cut into his body and pulled the spike free.
Hope.
Ruin screamed in denial, his figure fuzzing, spider-legged knives spearing out of the broken shape he wore. Destruction sprouted from the figure and became black mist. Spook sank down onto the platform, slumping to his knees, then fell forward. Kelsier knelt and held him, drawing preservation's power back to himself.
Oh, Spook, he whispered. You poor, poor child.
He could feel the youth's spirit sputtering.
Broken.
Cracked through to the core. The boy's thoughts drifted to Kelsier. Thoughts of a woman he loved. Thoughts of his own failures. Confused thoughts. Deep down, this boy had been following Ruin because he'd wished so desperately for Kelsier to guide him. He'd tried so hard to be like Kelsier himself. It twisted Kelsier about, seeing the faith of this youth. Faith in him. Kelsier, the survivor. A pretend god.
Spook, Kelsier whispered, touching Spook's soul with his own again. He choked on the words but forced them out.
Spook, her city is burning.
Spook trembled.
Thousands will die in the flames, Kelsier whispered.
He touched the boy's cheek.
Spook, child, you want to be like me? Really like me? Then fight when you are beaten.
Kelsier looked up at the spiraling, churning form of Ruin, angered. More of Ruin's attention was focusing in this direction. It would soon rebuff Kelsier. Beating it here was only a small victory, but it was proof. This thing could be resisted. Spook had done it, and would do it again.
Kelsier looked down at the child in his arms. No, not a child any longer. He opened himself to Spook and spoke a single, all-powerful command.
Survive!
Spook screamed, burning his metal, startling himself to lucidity. Kelsier stood up, triumphant. Spook lurched to his knees, his spirit strengthening.
Whatever you do,
Ruin said to Kelsier, as if seeing him there for the first time,
I counter.
The force of destruction exploded outward, sending tendrils of darkness into the city. He didn't push Kelsier away. Kelsier wasn't certain if that was because his attention was still too focused elsewhere, or if he just didn't care whether Kelsier stayed to witness the end of this city. Fires. Death. Kelsier saw the thing's plan in a flashing moment. Burn this city to the ground, extinguish all signs of Ruin's failure. End the people here. Spook was already moving, confronting the people around him, giving orders as if he were the Lord Ruler himself. And was that Sazed? Kelsier felt a comforting warmth upon seeing the quiet terrace man stepping up to Spook. Sazed always had answers, but here he looked haggard, confused, exhausted.
Oh, my friend, Kelsier whispered, what has he done to you?
The group obeyed Spook's orders, rushing off. Spook lagged behind them, walking down the street. Kelsier could see the threads of the future in the spiritual realm. Coated in darkness, a city destroyed. Possibilities ending. But a few lines of light remained. Yes, it was still possible. First, this boy had to save his city.
Spook,
Kelsier said, forming himself a body of power. Nobody could see him, but that didn't matter. He fell into step beside Spook, who practically stumbled along, one foot after the other, barely moving.
Keep moving, Kelsier encouraged.
He could feel this man's pain, his anguish and confusion, his faith battered. And somehow, through connection, Kelsier could talk to him as he'd not been able to do to others. Kelsier shared in Spook's exhaustion with each trembling, agonized step. He whispered the words over and over.
Keep moving.
It became a mantra. Spook's young woman arrived, helping him. Kelsier walked on his other side.
Keep moving.
Blessedly, he did. Somehow the exhausted young man stumbled all the way to a burning building. He stopped outside where Sazed had been forced to shy away. Kelsier read their attitudes in the slump of their shoulders, the fear in their eyes, reflecting flames. He heard their thoughts pulsing from them, quiet and afraid. This city was doomed, and they knew it. Spook let the others pull him back from the fires. Emotions, memories, ideas rose from the boy.
Kelsier didn't care about me, Spook thought. He didn't think of me. He remembered the others, but not me. Gave them jobs to do. I didn't matter to him.
I named you Spook, Kelsier whispered. You were my friend. Isn't that enough?
Spook stopped in place, pulling against the grip of the others.
I'm sorry,
Kelsier said, weeping.
For what you must do, survivor.
Spook pulled from the grip of the others, and as Ruin raged above, sputtering and screaming,
finally bringing in his attention to begin forcing Kelsier back, this young man entered the flames and saved the city.